देवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचया मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 45 कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज हिज टीचर्स सन टेक्स्ट 24 एंड 25 टेक्स्ट 24 एवं सांत्वय भगवान नन्दं सव्रजमच्युतः वासोऽलङ्कार कुप्याद्यैरर्हयाम् आससादरम् एवं सान्त्वय्य भगवान् नन्दं सव्रजमच्युतः वासोऽलङ्कार कुप्याद्यैरर्हयाम् आससादरम् एवं सान्त्वय्य भगवान् नन्दं सव्रजमच्युत वासोऽलङ्कार कुप्याद्यैरर्हयाम् आससादरम् Ladies, anybody? We'll go word by word meaning. Evam, in this manner, santvayo, consoling, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, Nandam, King Nanda, Savrajam, together with the other men of Braja. Achyuta, the infallible Lord. Vasa, with clothing. Alankara, jewelry. Kupya, vessels made of metals other than gold or silver. Adyai, and so on. Arhayam asa, he honored them. Saadaram, respectfully. Translation. Thus consoling Nanda Maharaj and the other men of Vraj, the infallible Supreme Lord respectfully honored them with gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils, and so on. Text 25th. Ityuktastau parishvajya nanda pranayavivala purayan ashrubhir netri sahagopir vrajam yayo. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed with affection upon hearing Krishna's words, and his eyes brimmed with tears as he embraced the two lords. Then he went back to Vraja with the cowherd mane. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written an extensive purport to this verse, elaborately analyzing this portion of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Just as a man places his valuable gold within fire to reveal its purity, the Lord placed his most beloved devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, in the fire of separation from him in order to manifest their supreme love. This is the essence of Acharya Vishwanath's comments. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadam Maya Tatati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatyadeshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaura Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna. So in these two verses, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that how Lord Krishna, he is respecting all the residents of Vraja, Nanda Maharaj, and honoring them with gifts, because now they have to go back. Nanda Maharaj is very much overwhelmed with emotions, because now Lord Krishna is going to be there in Mathura. And he has to go back. And other residents of Braj, those who had come, when Lord Krishna came, it is explained that when Akrura was bringing Lord Krishna on the chariot, the other residents of Braj, they came by other paths. They came early. Then the Maharaj, Yashoda, mine, they also wanted to be there. So now it's time to go back. So now, and previous verses, Lord Krishna also revealed that who were their real father and mother. He told Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai that some other there was a need at the time of our birth, and we were transferred here, and all that mystery Lord Krishna revealed. And he was very grateful to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. And now they had to go back. And earlier also it was discussed that how different rasas are exhibited by Lord Krishna with his devotees. When he was fighting with Chanura Mushtika, the fighting spirit, Virarasa was exhibited. Then he was dealing with his coward friends immediately there on the arena where Lord Krishna and Balram killed Chanura and Mushtik. They were quite jubilant. And earlier also it was discussed how that was, Lord Krishna was taking more pleasure in that, dealing with his friends, and that was more important for Lord Krishna. Now the real rasa, the highest rasa, that he reciprocates with the devotees of Vrindavan, and that is the feelings of separation. That is considered to be the highest. Many times devotees would like to go to Vrindavan and try to see Lord Krishna, or they want to be there physically. But what is the real mood of Vrindavan? Who can achieve that state of Vrindavan is very important to understand. And without the mercy of spiritual master, the previous acharyas, it is not possible. One may study the scriptures, recite and quote many shlokas, or do many austerities, tapasyas, give charities. But through all of that, one cannot reach that state. And here the acharyas are explaining that Lord Krishna, sometimes he puts his devotees in that state. It is very difficult to understand that why bad things happen to even devotees. That we are sometimes worried, oh, I have taken to devotional service and nothing bad should happen to me, and everything should happen perfectly according to my desires. But when Krishna bestows his special mercy, he takes away everything. And one should be positively accepting that, then one will understand the higher levels of devotional service. So here it is explained that now Krishna is asking them to go. Nanda Maharaj and other means of Raj respectfully honored them with gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils and so on. Whatever they need, Krishna is giving. And of course, the real devotees, they are not happy. I mean, they are receiving these kind of gifts. Sometimes one may be happy, oh, I received, and he may be satisfied. But the real devotees, for them Krishna is the only treasure. He is only their life and soul. So whatever externals one may have, it is shunya itam jagat sarvam, almost negligible, zero, nothing. It is not having any value. If there is no Krishna, then one may have everything, but still it has no value. Shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. Lord Chaitanya, he explains, he in these Shikshashtakam verses. So our acharyas explain that why Krishna is doing like that. And it is explained that just like a person, he puts his valuable gold in the fire. Gold becomes more pure when it is put in the fire. It has to go through that heat process to remove all the impurities and everything. So similarly, Lord places his devotees in the fire of separation. That is very difficult to bear. One may be able to bear the fire, the heat of fire, but the fire of separation, that is very difficult to bear. And the residents of Vrindavan, they are going through that. They are going through these kind of emotions. They have accepted that. And it is explained at that level that when they are so much in separation, that they are always remembering Krishna. They never forget Krishna. They are always seeing Krishna. And that is the level of their absorption. They do not forget Krishna. Even for a moment. That is the highest level. And it is very, very important to understand that this kind of rasa, the parakya ras or the vipralamba bhav, our acharyas explain that is the topmost. Whatever emotions the devotees are going through that, and especially these emotions were exhibited by the gopis of Vrindavan. When Krishna left Vrindavan going to Mathura, that time these emotions were exhibited by the gopis. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Antalila, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he had come to exhibit this mood of separation, the mood of Srimati Radharani. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was staying in Jagannath Puri, in the house of Kashi Mishra Gambhira. And this was at the later stages of his life. And at that time, he would intensely remember Lord Krishna. And he would undergo lot of transformation, bodily transformation, bodily, mental, emotional, all different transformations would happen. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that these ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very deep and very, very mysterious. Ordinary person cannot understand. Because these symptoms have not been explained in any of the scriptures. Or even they have not been witnessed by many people, just few confidential associates. They witness such highest ecstasies, namely Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, who were very close. They were witnessing such ecstasies exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they wrote down into their notebooks. Swarup Damodar Goswami wrote in small notes, and Raghunath Das Goswami elaborately explained in his some book named Gauranga Stava Kalpavruksha, something elaborately has explained what are these ecstasies. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that because he had heard this from Raghunath Das Goswami in Vrindavan. When Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, and even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was ordered to go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu, he himself ordered that you should go to Vrindavan. And at that time, he was into his late 90s almost. That time he came to Vrindavan. And he would hear from Raghunath Das Goswami, who would recite the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even at that stage, when his hands were trembling, he did not have sufficient strength. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written such a biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extensively, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in this, the last chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Leela, he is writing the final pastimes when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, Jagannath Puri. So what was happening to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What kind of levels of love of Godhead he had achieved, which definitely cannot be imitated by ordinary souls? So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that anyone who hears this, he will achieve the love of Godhead. So he is, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving this kind of benediction in the beginning. I was surprised to read that usually the Ashirvachan is given at the end, so that anybody who would be attentive in hearing, they would get that benediction. But here he is making everyone attentive before. Yeah, so it is quite important that everyone should be attentive. So here Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into such ecstasies and 10 kinds of bodily transformations would happen, which are very difficult to understand. His body would elongate sometimes, sometimes there would be perspiration and blood coming from his pores of his body, his teeth would chatter. So in that way he was in a completely different state physically. And only few people could understand that. And they knew how to bring him back to external consciousness. So they used to chant Hari Bol, like that. So at one time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dreaming. Of course, it was not like how we dream. Our dream is in the mode of ignorance. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was not mode of ignorance. He was on a different level altogether. But it is explained that he was dreaming. And in his dream, he was seeing Lord Krishna. We don't see in our dreams Lord Krishna, right? So we are not on that level. So he was seeing Lord Krishna, bluish complexion, wearing peacock feather, playing on his flute, standing in threefold bending form, wearing the yellowish garments, and wearing the wonderful garlands of Vrindavan. So in that, this was a dream of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was absorbed into that dream. And his personal servant Govinda, he thought that it is time for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to awaken. So he awakened the Lord, and Lord was not very happy that why you brought me back to that external consciousness. And it was explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would exhibit three kinds of consciousness. One is his internal consciousness, when he was completely absorbed inside. One is external consciousness, when he would relate with people around. And one was semi-external consciousness. Sometimes he would be in the external consciousness, but still he would recall whatever had happened in the internal consciousness, and he would narrate those things. So he came back to his external consciousness, and it was time to go for darshan of Lord Jagannath. And he took bath and got ready and went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. And he was standing near the Garuda Stambha, behind Garuda Stambha, and he was seeing the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And again he was seeing Lord Shama Sundar. Yama Shama Sundaram Achanta Guna Sropam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhujami. It is explained that one whose eyes are anointed with love of God, he doesn't see the Murti form. He sees that there is a Lord himself standing. He's playing on his flute. He's wearing wonderful garlands. So, as the eyes become purified, one sees the Lord is standing there. He is not a marble deity that doesn't remain a material vision. For a pure devotee, it's completely spiritual. It's a spiritual vision. One has to see from the spiritual point of view, not material point of view. And therefore, they can see the Supreme Lord as Lord Krishna Himself. Because ultimately, the Supreme Lord, for the Supreme Lord there is nothing material. And when He is incarnated in His deity form, that is also spiritual. But we see materially. Because our vision is material, therefore we see materially. But when our eyes become purified, then we will see that, no, it is not matter, it is spirit. It is Lord Krishna Himself standing there. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing the form of Lord Jagannath, and not as the form of Jagannath, but he was saying that he is Lord Krishna Himself, because Jagannath is not different from Lord Krishna. So he was seeing that there is Lord Krishna standing, playing upon his flute and wearing peacock feather. That form he was so absorbed to see, sing. And there was so much crowd. Thousands of people, they were crowding there. So at that time, there was one old lady, Orison lady. And they were also quite eager to see. And whatever, we don't care in the crowd usually. we want to go first. We push everyone aside. So, she was so eager to see Lord Jagannath that she climbed on Garuda Stambha. How she climbed? By holding Lord Chaitanya. And she was placing her foot on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya. So almost on his shoulder she was climbing and saying Lord Jagannath. So much absorbed, she didn't know that she is climbing on Lord Chaitanya's body. So Lord Chaitanya was also absorbed into seeing Lord Jagannath. He did not notice. He didn't care. Govinda, his personal servant, he observed this. And he thought that, what is going on here? this old lady, how she climbed up Lord Chaitanya's body? Doesn't she know that he is Lord Chaitanya? He immediately chastised and brought her down. But of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy with this kind of treatment. He told Govinda, his personal servant, "O Adivasya, you are uncivilized. You don't understand. This lady she is more eager to see Lord Jagannath. Perhaps I could have such kind of eagerness." And he begged forgiveness, Lord Chaitanya begged forgiveness from that lady. But of course she also told Lord Chaitanya was telling that, if I had such eagerness to see Lord Jagannath, I don't have. She has received special mercy. So in that way, again he came back to his external consciousness, and again he was seeing Lord as Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So that was the absorption of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much absorbed to see the Lord that he was not seeing just the form of Lord Jagannath, but he was seeing Lord Krishna Himself. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, they had to really take care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because sometimes he would cry, he would rub his face on the wall, and it was very difficult, it was very painful for his devotees to see such kind of madness Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting. They understood, only few confidential devotees could understand, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the greatest, he is exhibiting this such kind of symptoms which are very much similar to the symptoms exhibited by Srimati Radharani when she met Uddhava. So they knew that it is not ordinary. Not ordinary person can exhibit such symptoms. It is not material madness. It is madness of love of God. So they had a really tough time to handle Lord Chaitanya. And one time they put him rest almost after half night. Somehow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in his room, Gambhira, and still he was chanting Hare Krishna continuously. And at least they knew that he is inside the room, he is safe there. And they locked the door so that he doesn't come out. And Govinda and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they were on the veranda or in the corridor, at the doorstep they were sleeping. So that even if he comes out, they are there to hold him. So after some time, the sound of Hare Krishna Mahamantra stopped. And they awoke. They thought that, what has happened? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be taking rest. They saw inside. There is no Lord inside. What has happened? Where he has disappeared? So, Lord was not there inside. How he escaped? Nobody knows. And they went searching. Now it's a big crisis. Lord Chaitanya is not there inside. Where he has gone? So in the middle of the night, with their torchlights, they went out to search Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were searching, and they came to the north side of Simhadwar gate. And there they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a different state of consciousness. His hands and feet had elongated 6 cubits. Each of his arms had elongated and legs had elongated 3 cubits. And his joints were separated. All of his joints were separated almost 6 inches, only flesh. And in that consciousness he was just lying. And they saw. They were happy to see Lord Chaitanya. They found ultimately, but they were not happy to see him in such state. Lord was in a completely different state, and they were very morose. Oh, what has happened to him? And they started again chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And after lot of time, Lord Chaitanya came to his external consciousness. And then he was also surprised. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also surprised, and he was telling, he was asking, Where am I? Why, what I am doing here? Why you brought me here? I was in Vrindavan. I was seeing Lord Krishna. I saw Lord Krishna.
I saw for a moment. And then he disappeared, like a lightning. Why you brought me here? So in that way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much absorbed into seeing the form of Lord. So these are the greatest ecstasies Lord Chaitanya exhibited in the mode of separation. Because for the soul, the absorption level is, for us it is not that high. We have really struggled to focus on the holy name, right? Sometimes even we are not attentive. We are, what to speak of focusing on the holy name. We are not attentive. We are to the chanting. We don't know what we are chanting actually. We are just mechanically going on, pulling the rounds, periods, waiting for the last beat to come. But we need to really get absorbed that yes, this is important. This chanting is important. We can't be inattentive, and in fact that is the one of the offenses to the holy name, to be inattentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord, right? Lord is given himself in the form of his holy name, and in Kali Yuga it is so easy. Namnamakari bahudha nijasharva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranamakala. Lord Chaitanya has told that there are not hard and fast rules for chanting. Very easy. You can chant any time. But if you chant attentively, you will make tremendous progress. And at the end of Shikshashtakam verses, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the highest level. Aslishava padaratam pinastuma adarshanan marma hatam karotuva yatha tathama vavidhatulam patu mat prana nathustasaiva. So he's explaining, he's exhibiting this, that even you may not manifest in front of me. And in that way, marma hatam karotuva. I mean, one gets tremendous pain. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was once explaining that somebody speaks nice to us, we become happy, right? Somebody speaks bad to us, we feel bad. But somebody neglects, then what happens? We feel completely ignored. We become depressed. We become completely disturbed. Oh, he's not even looking at me. Guru Maharaj did not look at me. One feel he completely neglected. So one may get more disturbed than if he speaks bad. He chastises, that is fine. We'll accept positively. This is for my improvement, but he neglects. That's a real miserable condition. So here the devotee is telling, Lord Chaitanya in this mood, he is telling that adarshanan marma hatam karotu. You do not manifest in front of me. And in that way, I will feel tremendous pain. But still, it is alright. Mat prana nathustu sevam. But still you remain my Lord and Master. So that is not an easy thing. Sometimes we may give up service in charge, sometimes give up service, and we may find difficult and we may struggle, and we may rebel also sometimes. We may give up that service. We don't like to serve under somebody who is all the time correcting us, do this service properly, Sometimes we may have our ego, false ego, it gets hurt and we just rebel. We want to change the service. But here there is, the levels are different. Here, even Lord is not manifesting after so much of service, so much of remembrance, so much of waiting. Still, that is, the service is not interrupted, or that it is not given up. One's faith is not given up. In fact, one develops more and more faith. Yes, Lord, he develops more ego. One should take it positively. Yes, even maybe so many years I've been serving, but Lord has not manifested. Now, still I have to become more serious. That means I'm not serious. Right? Otherwise, 20, 30 years is good enough, in Kali Yuga especially. In fact, one moment is good enough. But our absorption, our eagerness to see Lord is not that strong. We are not really seriously praying to the Lord. We are just, as a ritual we are doing. So therefore we need to become really serious that yes, Lord is not taking me seriously. My prayers, I am praying, but my prayers are not taken seriously. That means I am not praying seriously. I need to improve. Otherwise one may become comfortable in their devotional life. Right? I got now my new iPhone. So I don't have to worry. Now I can do lot of service. Can send lot of messages. But that is another comfort level actually we are looking for. Otherwise our service doesn't happen. If I don't get my gadget, I can't do service. But pure devotional service is not like that, right? Your devotional service is uninterrupted. It doesn't depend upon material things. So therefore, it is very, very important that we try to become more absorbed, more serious in devotional service. Then only one will be able to understand that, yes, this is not an ordinary thing. What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving is not an ordinary thing. Yesterday only I was discussing with our God brother Madhavendra Puri Prabhu. So we were discussing about, yesterday was the second year, 2 years have passed for our dear friends and God brothers who left this mortal world in a tragic accident. And he was telling that how it appears that just happened just some time before, just few days before, as if it has happened. 2 years have passed, so much time has gone. Now how, I mean, for us also 2 years of our life is over now. Now we have 2 less years. Sometime we also will be facing the same thing. But are we really ready? So therefore we need to develop more eagerness, more surrender in fact. That whatever service Lord has given to me, that is good for my purification. That is, I should be convinced. It is not the position or the power or the seniority level. That is immaterial. That is external. But what is our internal consciousness? Lord Krishna is watching that. So when he detects, yes, you are now ready to serve, you are more eager, you are not getting affected by material changes, Then we are fully focused on serving. Then he will bestow upon the highest benediction. So therefore, that is the highest thing Lord wants to give it to us. The feelings of separation. In the highest level also, it is not that devotees are always enjoying with Lord Krishna. In fact, they are suffering more. The more the closer they are into anxiety, they are so much suffering is there. Sometimes Lord is not visible to them. But still they are ready to accept that. And our acharyas have brought out this very important aspect that this is the highest thing. Lord, if you want to achieve the Lord, then you should be ready to go through this fire of separation. The more you intensely suffer in the fire of separation, you'll be very close to Lord Krishna. So, in the next verses, we will see that how Lord Krishna and Balaram, later on, they take Brahman initiation, Brahman Diksha from Sandipani Muni, and how they learn different arts in their Brahmacharya Ashram. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.